Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Ooh, that looks like an interesting story. I'm going to have to save that one. I'm doing my last minute show prep here. You're always prepping for a show like this. If you're truly going to do a program like Montana Talks and have the honor of talking with folks for about 4 hours a day, you never stop working, you never stop researching, and so I gotta take advantage of every second here. I just saw this story here from Fox News Radio. House of Representatives, members of Congress are investigating these climate activist groups. So that's got to be an interesting one. Let me save that one in the folder here, climate investigation. All right, because I definitely want to listen in on what that story is all about, because we know exactly what's been happening, right? We've already seen U.S. Senate investigative reports that have highlighted this. We know that if you look back, who is funding the climate alarmist scam? Foreign countries, America's enemies, oftentimes are funneling money into these organizations because qui bono, again, I went on a qui bono rant yesterday. I think it was in this 6 o'clock hour. Who benefits? Who benefits from the climate alarmist scam? Russia, China, even some friendlier countries. The point is, every other country other than the United States of America benefits from the climate scam, the climate alarmist scam, because they want to undermine American energy, which undermines the American economy, and they want to transfer wealth from the U.S. of A. to all these other countries. And they want us to commit economic suicide by, making these commitments that China will never follow, commitments that Russia will never follow. Again, the whole thing is a scam. And what we've seen is I hope they're going to find out who is funding these climate groups, because what we already know is that who was funding the groups that were protesting the Keystone XL pipeline? Who was funding the groups, the environmental activists that were opposing the DAPL pipeline? And we've seen this time and time again. We know that there was Russian money that was being funneled in to these environmental groups. Why would it be in Russia's interest to support these anti-pipeline efforts in America? Of course it's in Russia's interest, because they want to undermine the American economy. They want to undermine American energy. And what did Russia also want to do? Russia was funneling money into anti-fracking organizations as well in America and back east. Now, why would Russia want to do that? Because Russia not only doesn't want American energy supporting America and America's economy, they didn't want American energy supporting Europe and European energy, because, see, Russia had their own little pipeline they wanted to build, and they wanted Europe to be dependent on them, and that's exactly what happened. So these fake, phony climate groups and these environmental activists, not only are they shutting down jobs, but they are in the back pocket doing the bidding of the Russians.
Securing America.
President Biden will sign a new security agreement on Thursday with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit in Italy. G7 leaders have reportedly agreed to provide Ukraine with $50 billion backed by frozen Russian assets. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on why continuing aid is important.
Our view is that Ukraine's security is central to Europe's security and therefore central to America's security.
the U.S. will reportedly send Ukraine a new Patriot missile defense system. Defense Department Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh saying this Wednesday.
We know air defenses are a priority for Ukraine. It's something that they need, whether it be in the Patriot or other forms.
Sullivan says there is a line, though, that for now will not be crossed.
They have asked for our weapons and assistance as they fight to defend their territory. They have not asked our forces to join the fight.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, hey, come on down. I got a note from David Noble for our friends in Butte that used to only get us for our statewide 9 o'clock hour of Montana Talks. Boy, I tell you what, you've been missing out. You've been missing out on a lot. Sometimes I feel bad because, man, we'll get some of our best content here in the early morning hours of this show. And then I'm like, oh, man, I wish we saved that for the 9 o'clock hour. I really do. I try to save some of our best content for the 9 o'clock hour because we get so many great small-town listeners in northeast Montana and then push into Missoula as well in that 9 o'clock hour. But man, I'll tell you what, here in the early morning hours of this show, we deliver, I think we get some of our best content. We get some great phone calls. And every Thursday in the 7 o'clock hour of the show, you guys have heard our friend David Noble. He's filled in for me, does an incredible job filling in for me here on this show if I'm out on vacation or got something else going on. And but he joins us every Thursday in the 7 o'clock hour, and he gives us a woke update of the week and gives us more great insight. But I got a note from David. He said, hey, I'm up a little earlier than normal. Mind if I come on in and join you for part of the 6 o'clock hour? No, come on in because, man, we always appreciate when David Noble's in the house with us. I've joked with him before. I'm like, hey, man, if you don't have to go to work at 8, you know, you can stick around for the 8, 9 o'clock hours as well. We'll take as much of his time as he's able to provide. So anyway, David may be dropping in here a little earlier in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. One piece of audio that I wanted to share with you earlier this week, I didn't get a chance to do it yet just because, you know, we've had Riley Gaines, we had Tulsi Gabbard on the show yesterday, we've had so much going on. But Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke was on Fox and Friends earlier this week. Zinke, of course, now represents the Western Congressional District. He was a member of Trump's cabinet as a Secretary of the Interior, and then before that, was the statewide member of Congress back when we only had one member of the U.S. House of Representatives. He was talking about the general election and concerns with Joe Biden's leadership. And here he is talking about the Trump campaign and how it's about more than just one candidate. It's about more than just one campaign.
It's more than just a candidate. This is a movement because America is not where the Biden administration is on almost any issue. You know, what's interesting is when...
So common sense works.
Common sense works.
You're not even talking conservative.
Well, and do what you say you're going to do. A promise made should be a promise kept. In the White House, when you walk in, you see Bannon had an office just off the side, and there was a long list of things that President Trump promised during the campaign. And this huge whiteboard was there, and every time the president would accomplish one, that went off the board, and this is what we're working on. And what you see in this article is, yeah, we want a secure border. And you know what? He also understands service industry. He says, you know what? Let's not tax, you know, service industry tips. Because he gets it. If you're in the service industry, look, it's tough, right? And not taxing tips, he goes, you know, this is exactly what we need to do, common sense, you know, to feed the economy.
You know, it's just so interesting because he ran in 2016, 2020, but the issues are coming full circle. When he's talking about law and order and putting federal troops into Portland and talking about some of the unrest in the streets in 20, people are like, what are you doing? You're crazy. Now they're saying, come. Now they're saying at the border, of course we need to build a wall. Of course we need control. Of course we don't want 8 million people here that we don't know. And of course we want to have a strong military. It's a logic rather than what a conservatives and what a liberals think. And that's why guys like Bill Maher and John Stewart have said, what happened to logic when it comes to, and James Carville too. The other thing I want to bring up is some foreign policy that you know, because you fight wars as well as represent us now in Congress. The president of the United States oversees, which went after Republicans, which many presidents never would do. But here's what he said, and here's where he got confused.
The idea that we become semi-isolationist now, which some are talking about, I mean, the idea we had to wait all those months just to get the money for Iraq and we, because we were waiting. I mean, it's not who we are. It's not who America is.
Well, the gaffetastic president did it again. I see Iraq and Iran, but it's very rare Iraq and Ukraine.
Well, when you talk about isolationism, let's talk about the Biden administration. You can start with Afghanistan. You can roll over no plan in Ukraine. $130 billion, we have no plan. We have Israel on fire. First time that a direct strike from Iran. We're talking ICBM launch, direct strike. We do nothing but shoot them down. And of course, you have China. So isolationist is that our allies don't trust us and our enemies don't fear us. That isolates the U.S.
You guys wrote a check for $65 billion and you said, get them equipment. You did that. None of the equipment has arrived. He wants to focus on the delay in Congress, and that's fine. But that ship has sailed. The real issue is, where's the stuff? Where's the training of the F-16 pilots? Where are the F-16s? It's been a year and a half.
All right. Yeah, that was Brian Kilmeade there, of course, interviewing Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke on a range of topics on Fox and Friends earlier this week. And, of course, what we've learned even since then is Joe Biden and in his open border policies, we have known suspected terrorists that crossed our southern border that were questioned by agents on our southern border, were then released into the country. And then after the fact, they're like, oh, whoops, we just allowed these suspected terrorists into the country. And thankfully, somebody found out. Thankfully, they went in and arrested these guys. The audio I should play next for you. This was Hillary Vaughn with Fox News. She was confronting several Democrat senators and congressmen on Capitol Hill, not just getting the phony canned statements that their staffers prepare for them, but just getting raw reactions from them. She asked this California senator about it, and he tried to blame Republicans. And she's like, yeah, but border agents question these guys, and they still got released into this country by Biden. Anyway, we'll get to that next.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordblund. We saw some pretty exceptional prices for steer and heifer calves this week as Superior Livestock hosted the Corn Belt Classic in Sioux City, Nebraska. The video auction is the first real test of what the calf market will be for calves this year. Kyle Shobe was one of the auctioneers selling cattle on the block this week.
A couple of reads just kind of right off the bat. Steers, exceptional demand, probably 20 to 30 higher across the board than what we saw last year in this same sale. 15% of these cattle over this two-day sale were out of Montana. So a very good representation from the Big Sky Country.
Job said there was three key factors driving price discovery this week.
There are some things that start to play in maybe a little heavier than just every other year. Number one is delivery date. Number two is geographic differences. These freight costs haven't really backed off a whole lot in the last number of years. So again, we're seeing these freight costs play into that. The third is shipping terms. We're all used to certain weighing conditions and things, but there is no question this week, the top dollar calves, the buyers paid more for calves with a favorable weighing condition, bigger slides, weight stops. There is no question about that. So, you know, there's always going to be some variance in any market. Every lot before you is true price discovery, and that's the beauty of it. And it really did discover how good this thing was going to be. And I think as producers, we need to realize this thing was very, very good. How many years can we look back and say we got $30 more than we did the year before for our calves? And it's solid. It's there. A lot of those contracts are out and done now, you know. So there's kind of proof in the pudding that this thing is going to be solid for the fall.
Chubb pointed out there were less heifers offered on the video this week, a sign that producers may be trying to slowly rebuild their herds after years of drought. In fact, those heifer prices were about $1 to $3 higher than the last year's sale average. To watch or listen to my entire conversation with auctioneer Kyle Chubb recapping the Corn Belt Classic video auction, visit WesternAgNetwork.com or our Western Ag Network YouTube channel.
It's about that time of year again, and Montana Farmers Union Camp up at Arrow Peak in the Highwood Mountains is now open for registration. This is an affordable opportunity for kids to enjoy camp, the great outdoors, learn new skills, and make lifelong friendships. Montana Farmers Union would like to thank this year's sponsors, CHS, Mountain View Co-op, and Farmers Union Insurance. Register today and learn more at MontanaFarmersUnion.com.
1874, barbed wire was patented and ranching was forever changed. Now, 150 years later, ranchers continue to tackle tough challenges with new innovations, like RangeView from EndView. By providing a data-driven view of the land, RangeView helps you get the most out of your grazing management, rangeland health, and herbicide treatment decisions. See how the latest innovation in ranching can help you at TryRangeView.com. RangeView is a trademark owned by Environmental Science US LLC, one of its affiliates. Not all products are registered in all states.
The latest World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report was released yesterday, and for U.S. corn, there was no change from May, with corn production pegged at 14.86 billion bushels and yield remaining at a record large 181 bushels per acre. As for wheat, USDA raised the all-wheat production in the U.S. by 17 million bushels, with the most significant changes coming globally, with Russian and Ukrainian wheat production falling 5 and 1.5 million metric tons, respectively, from last month's report. Here in the U.S., the season average farm gate price also was raised by 50 cents to $6.50 a bushel. That's your Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network. I'm Lane Nordblund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, David Noble in the house here for the early, very early morning hour of Montana Talks. David, thanks for coming in.
You know, I hate to interrupt the 6 a.m. hour because as an avid listener of Montana Talks, I've always said the 6 a.m. hour is my favorite hour because that's when we get the crazy Aaron Flint rant.
That's right.
That you don't usually hear during the 9 a.m. hour when it's a little bit more professional, a little bit more college.
We try to class it up. You know, I'm with you. When you guest host the show, I remember I was sitting in my camper, out at the base of the Bridger Mountains. I was out volunteering that morning for an incredible veterans organization, and I put you on my radio in my camper while I'm enjoying a morning cup of coffee. And I love the 6 o'clock hour because it's probably the same for you. You try to do all the show prep you can to get ready for a 4 hour morning show, and the 6 o'clock hour is like, okay, microphone's on, and you just start yapping. It's just kind of raw reactions to what you're seeing and hearing and reading in the news, for example. And so, sometimes the first reaction is the best reaction.
Yep.
Unless you're angry, then wait a little while, right? You know, sometimes, right. Wait to send that email or something.
No, that's
like
exactly
that.
Right. That's actually really good advice. If you're angry, or if you get an email that makes you angry, don't reply right away, or draft your reply, save it. And frankly, the same goes for writing letters and filing legal briefs. And it's often so much fun when you write when you're in a case and you're litigating a case and you get a motion filed or something and you write a response brief and you just go hard on it and you attack opposing counsel and say his arguments are complete garbage and but all this stuff, you know, really, and then you sleep on it and you come in the next morning and you edit it and you take all of that aggressive stuff out and you file it and you feel better. You feel better when you delete the aggressive stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Now, and sometimes there's righteous anger and you're going to hear something on the news and you're going to immediately just get fired up and respond to it. And righteous anger. And yeah, there's times for that as well. But I think there's a reason there's a Bible verse that says, be slow to anger. You know, and I always have to remind myself to be, as most of us guys do, right? Especially if you're driving in slow traffic and you got somebody hogging the left lane going 20 miles below the speed limit. There's 50 vehicles behind you. Nobody in front of the guy in front of you. You know, it's like, okay, be slow to anger. Be slow to anger.
Totally.
Oh, man. So, well, I want to get your reaction to this as well. So, obviously, one of the major news stories this week here, there's a headline at foxnews.com. Arrests of 8 ISIS-tied migrants should be wake-up call for Biden on the border crisis. And this is a story featuring Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines. He's saying, look, I warned of a threat from Central Asia back in February. So these ISIS terrorists cross the southern border. They actually get stopped by Border Patrol, questioned by Border Patrol. And yet the Biden border policy still allows these terrorists to be released into the country. So, David, I want to get your take on that. Plus, I want to share audio. Hillary Vaughn was questioning a Democrat senator from California. And wait till you hear his excuse as he blames Republicans.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa, the commander-in-chief at the G7 summit in Italy. Later today, the president sits down with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to sign a security agreement and then hold a news conference.
This Biden-Zelensky press conference will be rare and it will be short. It's entirely possible that Hunter Biden conviction issues don't even come up. The White House has not yet confirmed to us what the format is going to be. And here's why the Hunter stuff may not come up abroad. White House officials would much rather talk about ceasefire talks in Gaza.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. An enormous amount of water falling from the skies across the southern part of Florida.
Well, close to 20 inches over the last 3 days between Fort Lauderdale and Miami, and we've got more rain in the forecast.
Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis declares a state of emergency. America's listening to Fox News.
To follow up on that, eight suspected terrorists were arrested in 3 different cities in the U.S. 2 of them came across the border. They were processed and released by federal authorities. So isn't that pretty bad if our systems in place are literally welcoming terrorists in with open arms?
Well, I said that exactly being welcomed, but to me, that's just a reminder that Republicans need to stop opposing additional resources for more Border Patrol agents and other DHS personnel to help continue to enforce the law.
They had the personnel and they let them go.
They need more. And Republicans stop getting in the way.
Oh, my goodness. It's Republicans' fault, David. And that's why we need more resources on our southern border. And she's like, they were there. They stopped these guys.
Right.
And yet they still had to allow them to continue to enter the country.
Well, so it raises the question about, number one, what the heck process are we even following down at the border? There was a big Wall Street Journal report that basically said the way that we're handling the southern border right now is that the Border Patrol is just assuming, before they ever even say a word to somebody that is an illegal alien, they just assume that they're going to file an asylum claim. And so they, boom, just start immediately processing the asylum claim, give them their court case number, give them the free phone or whatever they give them, and send them on their way. But I'm wondering, so say a terrorist shows up at the southern border, and they tell us their name is, John Doe or whatever. How do we know who these people really are? We have no clue who they are. They could tell us any name they wanted. Could they not?
Yeah. I mean, basically, most of these people that are coming to our southern border, there is zero trace. There is zero profile on these people. Look, I did forensic evidence for work overseas with the military. And so we know a thing or two about databases. And You know, most of these people that are coming to our southern border, okay, hey, I came from blank, blank country. Hey, we got nothing negative on this guy. Yeah, that's because you know nothing about this person that you are allowing into this country.
Don't we have, like, biometric data on terrorists or something that we can, like, check their bio or something?
If we've actually collected it on them, right? If we've, you know, pulled their information off of evidence, if we've detained them, best type of biometrics that we can collect off of terrorists is a dead terrorist, and then you collect their biometrics, and now
there you
know,
go, yeah.
Yeah, you know, now, hey, we got a DNA too already.
We got a pretty good big database of those.
Yeah, that's right. But that was one of the things I was listening on Fox and Friends earlier this morning. They were saying, one, apparently another federal agency had information about these ISIS terrorists, but somehow that didn't get to our Border Patrol agents. So here we go again. We're allowing known terrorists into America, and we're not sharing intelligence amongst federal agencies, which is what the 9/11 Commission was all about.
Right. And then they're proud that they caught these terrorists by using warrantless mass surveillance. Great job, guys.
Oh, my
right?
goodness.
Right? I mean, isn't that what they did? They wiretapped them? Or?
They did wiretap them, but I don't know if it was mass surveillance
right.
or if it was probably more targeted here. But
Right.
Yeah. Just what a train wreck this Biden tester open border policy is. All right. Stand by.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flynn.
Yeah, you know, I was just chatting with David Noble during the break here, and I was saying, what should we talk about next? We didn't really mention what we'd talk about next, and usually we never know what we're going to talk about next. Great time to take a phone call. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. Tom in Billings first up this morning. What's going on, Tom?
Well, good morning, Aaron, and
morning.
Good morning, David. My question is Steve Bannon, for being charged with contempt of Congress, has to report to prison on July 1st, but Alejandro Mayorkas was just brought up on charges of contempt of Congress. Is he going to go to jail? And Joe Biden violating the laws of the Supreme Court, when is his statute of limitations going to come up when he loses this election against Donald Trump?
Yeah, great question. Think about all of these. So basically, Steve Bannon defied a congressional subpoena from congressional Democrats. He has to go to prison. But look at all of these Democrats who defied congressional subpenas, and well, they're never held accountable. Great point there by Tom and Billings. David, your thoughts?
So my understanding of the way this works is basically if Congress holds somebody in contempt, then they have two options from there. They can either like use the House officers or the House employees and like literally arrest the person and hold them like in a little cell apparently near the House of Representatives, or you refer it to the Department of Justice for the Department of Justice to prosecute a criminal case for contempt of Congress. Of course the Biden DOJ, the Merrick Garland corrupt DOJs would never do that to Mayorkas. And do we think that the Republicans in the House have the guts to actually use whatever inherent authority in law enforcement the House itself has to do it?
Well, I think they would have for Hunter Biden in particular. Because remember when Hunter Biden showed up on Capitol Hill, he refused to show up for that subpoena. But he showed up and did a stunt on Capitol Hill where he did this press conference talking trash. Remember, he went to the Senate side of the Capitol, not the House side of the Capitol, where they could have sent the sergeant at arms from the House to go get him and basically detain him. So I think they were ready to do it. But do they have jurisdiction outside of the Capitol, outside of the House of Representatives, to go out, to go pull him out of some crack house in Mississippi or wherever the heck he's hanging out at, right? But speaking of the contempt vote, let's see. Here's a report for those who haven't heard the news yet. This is Aisha Hosni on Capitol Hill. House Republicans have voted, as you heard from Tom and Billings, to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for refusing to turn over the audio tapes when Joe Biden was questioned by the special counsel.
Republican leadership arguing that Americans deserve to hear for themselves why her did not charge Biden when he cited the president's age and poor memory. Democrats worry the GOP will use the tapes for political warfare in an election year. They also accuse some Republicans of hypocrisy for not answering subpoenas in the January 6th investigation. Garland warns handing over the tapes would risk future witnesses from cooperating in politically sensitive investigations. And after seeing a rise in threats towards DOJ employees, he wrote this in a Washington Post op-ed. We investigate and prosecute violations of federal law. Nothing more, nothing less.
All right, David Noble, your thoughts.
Well, that's such an absurd argument that, hey, if we disclose the video, that'll discourage other witnesses. It's like, oh, really? A witness who's getting interviewed by law enforcement and it's being recorded on video is going to sort of change their mind once they realize that the video could eventually be seen? Of course the video could eventually be seen by people. That's why we're video recording it. And then the second thing is the actual claim of executive privilege here is just so outlandish because we already have the transcript. And so when you're this is true for all privileges, frankly. When you're talking about attorney-client privilege protects the substance of the communications between an attorney and a client. It doesn't protect, for example, did you meet with your attorney? When did you meet with your attorney? How long did you meet with your attorney? Where were you when you met with? That's all not privileged because it's not substantive. So in this situation, we already have all of the substance. We already have the transcript. So the actual audio recording can't be privileged.
Yeah, and it's very clear the reason why they're withholding the audio is because they don't want the American people to see just how bad Biden is, how bad shape Biden is truly in right now. Because for the rare times that we actually see him, you probably saw the Juneteenth celebration video. He was just standing there, just frozen. Everybody else is at least doing something. Even Kamala Harris's husband, as John Jackson pointed out, was doing the nerdy white guy shuffle. Everybody was doing something. He was frozen for a very long time. Guy Benson on Fox News Radio, he points out the obvious reasons why they're withholding the audio evidence of Joe Biden's special counsel interview.
Here's what the attorney general says.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, this is Shannon Bream introducing him.
Here's what the attorney general says. It's deeply disappointing that this House of Representatives has turned a serious congressional authority into a partisan weapon. Today's vote disregards the constitutional separation of powers, the Justice Department's need to protect its investigations, and the substantial amount of information we have provided to the committees. Guy, they say you've got the transcripts of the special counsel interview with President Biden. You don't need the audio.
Because it might be manipulated, as if the president's voice isn't available everywhere else. This makes absolutely no sense. Obviously, the conclusion that people are going to draw is that the transcript, which was bad enough for President Biden, doesn't do justice to how perhaps embarrassing or difficult the recording actually is. So they're going to withhold it from us, I think, for obviously political reasons. The American people won't get a chance to hear it, but we can probably guess why they are not providing it.
All right, that was Guy Benson. By the way, I saw that Guy Benson did an interview with Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy as well. And Guy Benson pointing out in that interview that the U.S. Senate race here in Montana is the most important race in the country. So I'll have to give that interview a listen here later today if I get a chance. David Noble, your thoughts on what Guy Benson had to say there or anything else for that matter?
So what Guy Benson just said there kind of reminds me of kind of a classic sort of legal argument or legal strategy, really, because Guy Benson is basically saying, hey, this doesn't what the Democrats are saying here logically doesn't make sense. And that's such an important point because, and especially so, for example, in a he said, she said case where, hey, somebody says this happened and the other person says that happened. Well, who are you going to believe? One way you figure out who to believe is which story makes logical sense, which of these things actually adds up in a rational way. And what the Democrats are, none of it adds up. None of it makes sense. I mean, it feels like we're living in crazy land when the media and John Tester and Joe Biden and everybody else, all these audio clips, they're acting as if the Democrats are the ones that are wanting to secure the border. And it's like, it's craziness. It's crazy land. But they're getting away with it because so many Americans simply do not have the desire or the capacity or, frankly, maybe even the ability to spend the time and resources necessary to be informed on all of these issues. And then you've got a compliant media. And unfortunately, you still have a lot of Americans that still trust the mainstream media. And so that's why this show is so important. Our callers are so important. Getting the word out to your neighbors and family is so important. Social media, frankly, everything. Because this is, I mean, otherwise we're getting gaslit and people are going to honestly think. I mean, think if we go into the November election where a lot of Montanans actually think that, wow, yeah, John Tester's trying to secure the border, but these Republicans just won't do it. So I'm going to vote for Tester.
Well, I think it's about trying to arm their side with talking points. I think the honest Democrat voters out there know that there is nothing to defend with Tester and Biden right now. But they want talking points because they're going to vote for them no matter what. That's their team jersey. They vote for their team no matter how bad their team is performing. But this isn't football. This isn't the Broncos versus the Vikings. This is real. This is having real on the ground impacts here. That's why it was so interesting to get a chance to chat with Tulsi Gabbard yesterday, a former Democrat presidential candidate, a former Democrat member of Congress, a fellow Iraq war veteran. Because I asked her, I said, you've had the courage to leave the Democrat Party. What's your message to other Democrats like in Butte, Montana right now that know they've been abandoned by the Democrat Party but still feel like they have to vote for the party they've always voted for, right?
Right. No, that's exactly right. I just had a point I was thinking of and I just lost it. You know what I was going to say is, okay, so what you just said made me kind of realize a point that I was thinking about last night and actually tweeted this out and actually got a like from Jake Eaton on that tweet, which was, hey, the John Tester campaign is not about John Tester or his accomplishments. Their entire campaign is just lying about Tim Sheehy and making the same argument against Tim Sheehy that Montana Democrats have made against every single Republican candidate for federal office for the past 30 years, which is accusing him of wanting to sell off our public lands. They have accused every single Republican of wanting to sell off our public lands, and none of it's been true, but, oh, we're supposed to believe them now?
Yeah, just they trot out the same lies.
It's the same thing.
The same phony talking points. When their environmental groups are the ones trying to lock us out of so-called public lands.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, we got the latest inflation numbers year over year. Again, the last 4 months have been 3.2% year over year, 3.5% year over year, 3.4% year over year. And in May, it's 3.3% year over year. But they say less than expected. Less than expected? I thought inflation, oh, we're done with that. It's under control. You know, consumer price index. What does it mean? You're still paying about 12 grand more for the very things you were buying back in 2020. The economy is in a horrible state, and the economy is not working for the American people. And you have 25% of Americans that are foregoing meals. I mean, at some point, when do we say enough is enough?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now just click over to crystalflash.com.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, David and I were talking about how, you know, part of the fun of this 6 o'clock hour is, hey, it's kind of the opening rants. It's like, okay, we grabbed all our show prep, we run into the studio, and the microphone's on, and you just start yapping, right? You haven't really kind of ironed things out yet. But there was this story. I opened up. It wasn't the story I was planning on starting this show with this morning, but the story just had caught my eye. And let's see what. Oh yeah, it was the climate investigation, and I haven't even heard this story yet. But it was something that caught my eye. Let me pull up the intro for you here. House lawmakers are probing climate groups on Capitol Hill. This is Hillary Vaughn once again.
Lawmakers tried to get clarity from climate groups about if they're weaponizing their climate goals against U.S. investment firms and U.S. companies, but the witnesses dodged basic questions about what their goals actually are. Witnesses were also cagey when asked if part of their goal is to get oil and gas companies to reduce production of their product. Climate groups defended their mission, Siri saying this hearing is a part of a larger political campaign to ban investors from considering climate risks and insist that what they do is legal and appropriate. Climate Action 100 insists investors and firms are responsible for their own decisions and that they have been unduly politicized, misunderstood, and misrepresented.
We're just ridiculous. Misunderstood. Ridiculous. We're misunderstood.
Hey, did you hear the Patrick Barkey economic minute the other day about the economics of climate change and how?
No, I did.
This was so good. You might have to go back and find this, but I can explain.
I'll bet Travis can probably direct us to it. Yeah, because it plays during the breaks, and I need to be better about listening in during some of the breaks. But usually, I'm like, okay, what do I talk about next?
They're really good. And the one that he said recently, which is related to this, he was talking about how the United States and Europe were spending all of this public money on this green energy, quote unquote, transition, windmills and solar panels, but what that is doing is that's lowering the demand for fossil fuels. And so because now we're not using fossil fuels to generate as much electricity, we're now using windmills and solar panels, we're lowering our demand for fossil fuels, which lowers the price of fossil fuels, which helps Russia and China, because Russia and China are burning coal and building coal power plants, and now they get to have even cheaper coal, because now we have wasted all of our money building windmills and solar panels and trying to shut down coal. And all that does is make coal cheaper for China and Russia. And so it's funny with China. China actually pretends to be like, oh, we're a leader in the green energy movement because they make a lot of EVs and solar panels.
And but the batteries and everything that we use in this green energy scam. Yeah.
But they're not using them for themselves. They're building coal plants for themselves. They're doing that stuff to try to sell it to us. And so I thought that was such a good point. Like, we're hurting ourselves competitively with Russia and China. We're helping Russia and China. By obsessing with windmills and solar panels.
The other thing I wish, and maybe it came up, it just wasn't featured there in Hillary Vaughn's report, but I hope that these congressional investigators aren't just asking these climate groups what their goals are, what their intentions are, what they're really trying to do to this country. I hope they're able to use subpoena power to find out where these groups are getting all of their money from, because we know that that Russia was funneling money into anti-fracking groups, anti-mining groups, anti-Keystone Pipeline groups, anti-DAPL pipeline groups. And so I will guarantee you that there is a lot of foreign money funneled into these climate organizations to undermine America and to literally prop up Russia, China, and others.
You know, I was watching a YouTube video about the American Prairie Reserve. There's like this – there's a real interesting video.
That word.
Yeah, no. It's an interesting video. There's a guy that went out there and like interviewed the people. And one question he asked them, which I thought was interesting, was, where are you guys getting all the money to, like, buy all this land and, like, employ all these people? And they said, oh, we're just funded by private donations and charity. Just charity donations. Yeah, sure you are. Sure.
It's like after we'd have an IED blow up our patrol in Iraq or something, and you'd be questioning people in the area. Hey, you know, oh, no, no, just good people around here. Good people. Yeah, that's the APR. Where do you get your money from? Oh, good people, good people. Yeah, we're calling BS on that one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.